This is an MUT Radio podcast.
But right now, we are Kumbulo Wuthi. We have these interviews quite more often because we have that relationship with the Department of Community Engagement and Directorate. So today, they have a project that they are working on in collaboration with the Department of Sports. And also, I do have someone who is going to be representing the Department of Sports. We do have Mrs. Ndlovu Nomkhosi, who is going to be joining us live right now. And Dohamba with one of two of the educators who are also part of the project. So I'm just going to quickly welcome Mrs. Ndlovu on MUT Radio. Welcome on MUT Radio.
Thank you. Ngiyabingelela nabalaleli makhaya Nomkhosi Ndlovu.
Yes, we also have someone who is with you. I think they're going to introduce themselves. Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm Vela Mkhize from Mafumbuka. Ngiyabingelela abalaleli makhaya. As well as MUT. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ngiyabingelela abalaleli makhaya, ngibingeleli MUT. Umisimpele lo ayandampele from Eshumayela Secondary School.
Yes. So thank you very much, firstly, for joining us on MUT Radio today. We really appreciate it. Also, I think I'm going to start with you, Mrs. Ndlovu, because I think you know more about the project because it's a collaboration between CEAD and also the sports department. Maybe if you can tell us a little bit about the project, what is it about?
Okay. No, thank you. So basically, the project iGamalayo is MUT Schools and Community Cup. It is jointly owned by MUT Sports and Recreation Unit together with OCEAD. From the department side, from sports, the deputy director is the budget holder. And then from CEAD, Prof. Mandleni, who is heading that department. So basically what we do each year, between the sports officers working in the department, we rotate in terms of project coordination. So this year, the project was led by Mr. Bongile Kanyile, working alongside one of our interns, Umthokozisi Xaba. What we look at, it's a community-based project based in Umlazi, and we are targeting high schools that are of academic excellence, because that's what we are all about in terms of the institution. But not only that, we also looking at high schools that are actively participating in sports, such that one of our criterias when we are selecting the schools, because we only selecting 8 high schools for football and netball, because those are the only two sporting codes that in the past we were looking at. We look at 80% and above. So that is basically our academic criteria. And then for the first time this year, the inception of the project, it started in 2023. And we were able to host it internally. But due to construction over the years, we basically took it outside where we had it at Kingsville Teni Outer Fields. And then this year, due to the response from the community and schools, we decided to expand and actually add primary schools and introduce Learn to Play Chess, which is another sporting code, which we're basically hoping that it is going to grow. So the project basically has, you know, grown over the years. It's been a success as well. And we're just hoping that is in the near future, it's going to attract more sponsors. We have quite a number of stakeholders that we are actually engaging with. Those are various NGOs that we have partnered with, the Department of Education, Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, eThekwini and Head Office. We are also dealing with the various structures in terms of the high schools and primary schools for football and netball association, the federations, the local Umlazi Sports Confederation. Yes, those are some of the stakeholders I can actually mention for this project. Yeah.
So before I even let you go, I know that we have Mr. Ayandampele and also Miss Ayandampele and also Mr. Vela Mkhize, but I want to start with you because you know most about the project, but also as the people who are in charge of the project, maybe how has the community maybe responded to the project so far?
Well, the community has actually responded quite well. I think that's why over the years we decided to create a partnership with the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, including Etewini Municipality, the Sports and Recreation Development, because they're very much invested in terms of the community-based structures, including Umlazi Sports Confederation. There are limitations with regards to the number of communities at award level that we can actually introduce. Hence, for now, we have just decided to target the high schools, because also targeting high schools is another platform for the university in terms of recruitment from an academic perspective and also from a sporting point of view. As you know, as a sports department, we do compete in the various local structures, provincial, including national participation. But the response has been quite overwhelming. It has just shown that the project has actually grown over the years. Something that we actually never thought it would get to this stage. And that's why this year we actually decided to even introduce primary schools.
So thank you very much. So just to move on to you, Mr. Mkhize, because you're one of the schools that are participating in this project. Maybe how has your school benefited from this project so far?
A lot. The school benefited a lot. One of the things that the school got the exposure to play in the big stadium like that, to be welcome in the institution like among MUT, and we've got everything. If I can start with, our school has nothing concerning the sport facilities, but we benefited a lot. We've got jerseys, we've got trophies, we've got balls, so we can compete with other schools now. Yes.
That is wonderful. Now, also, Shumaela is also part of this project. So maybe how has your school benefited from this project?
Yo, Shumaela Wanje is the champion of this project.
Oh,
nice.
Let's start there. Yeah, we won. The boys won. They won. They are the champions of 2025. Wanje, it has benefited for us. Kakhulu a lot. Uthisha omkhulu is very happy ngendlela ekwenzeka ngayo, and inikeza abantwana ugqozi lokuthi nene fanele baphase bayimisele ka grade 12, ngoba ama requirements athi kumele bangene ngokuphasa. I-pass rate yabo kumele ibe phezulu for this project. So lokho kwenza ukuthi izikole zonke zala eMlazi kumele zifunde ngempela, noma ubani uficethene nemele senze kahle isikole sabo. So yeah, sibenefitile kakhulu as iShumayela.
That is nice. Maybe to put it back to you, Mrs. Ndlovu, maybe how has MUT itself benefited from this project?
MUT has actually benefited quite a lot. I remember when we had the event in 2023, we had identified a few learners from the high school that participated in 2023. They are now learners of this institution. And that was part of our objectives as a department for sports and community engagement in terms of talent identification and recruitment of students who are of academic excellence. So it is working. And also we are very much trying to discourage antisocial behaviors amongst learners. This has created a lot of hype and interest amongst learners, and basically gave them that motivation for them to excel even better for the benefit of them being part of this project.
That is beautiful. Now, maybe if we could also go further, maybe what are some of the strategies or approaches that you have found most effective in engaging with communities throughout this project?
One of the things that we took is that, firstly, MUT is deeply rooted in our community.
Yes.
So we need to engage community if you want, or communities or stakeholders if you want to make or to build a project like that. So one of the strategies that we used, we came up with a strategy of selecting the best schools. You remember that the students that are in Mangosuthu are community members.
Yes.
So, on the other hand, the community benefited a lot, as well as MUT, because learners from schools, they want to study at MUT. So we use that criteria for pass rate, 100%. Now we are moving 200% now. So every school want to play in this tournament. So that is the criteria that we used. And another thing, to work with stakeholders. Some of stakeholders are the members of the community. So I think that is one of the strategies that we used.
Yeah, and also it has created the job opportunities for Okoji, the umpires, because Bonaba Abala and the Abaningi, they are not working. Since it starts with South Africa, so there's also that job opportunities. There's exposure to abantwana bethu from the stakeholders. Abantu abangabathatha babayise kuma team amakhulu like Kaizer Chiefs, the Pirates. Yes, yes. One of my students there who said lalela AmaZulu. Yeah, he was exposed to this tournament from 2023. So yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
To add on this one, sorry. I think one of the major goal for this project is to build a Premier League team from Umlazi. Because we saw that there are other universities like TUT, Best University, as well as Lamontville College Arrows, who came up with a team that plays in the PSL. So one of our major goals is to come up with a team like, let me say, MUT.
That sounds nice.
Yes, MUT, so MUT Football Club.
Yes.
To play in the Premier League. So this motivates youngsters to come to study at MUT and to do well at school. Because we must not shy away that they must do well at school, get 100% marks, as well as participate in football and study as well.
Oh, that is nice. That is beautiful. Now, since starting any projects, there must be challenges that you face. Maybe there are challenges that you faced when you were starting this project. Maybe take us through some of those challenges.
Lots of challenges. First of all, we have many schools that are participating in football. So managing high demand from schools, ensuring fairness in selection, that's a major problem. So another thing, we cannot select the schools that are better than others in football. That is why we came up with with that criteria of participation and high pass rates. I think my colleague will add on this one, or Mrs. Logo.
I think Mr. Mkivi has already covered it quite well. It's very difficult as the organizers of this event to actually select your top eight for football and top eight for netball. Because if you look at the pass rate for last year, almost all the schools, the matriculants, they did absolutely very well. And a lot of them now, from the inception of the project, when it started, some of the schools never thought that this project would be a continuation, as such that they became motivated to actually do better academically. So it's very unfortunate that we are limited in terms of financial resources, and we can only take 16 schools between the two sporting codes. And then obviously with the introduction of primary schools, you know, those are some of the limitations as well. So those are some of the challenges. Basically, I think more injection in terms of finances, that would be great.
Yeah, and also, Jay, what I could say is that, you know, as a teacher, as an educator, as a scientist, is that there are two things and they must be balanced. Learners need to pass and also participate. They must pass. Those are the requirements that are needed for this project. So, yeah, the school must do well. Yes.
Yeah, maybe just before we wrap it up, maybe what are the hopes and aspirations for the future of the community because of this project? Maybe what do you hope it achieves in the nearby future?
As we said, our main objective or goal is to have a team, a PSL or Betway Premier League team from MUT. So we want to achieve that goal within 10 years and make a lasting impact in Umlazi. This is our biggest goal.
Maybe just a few remarks. We just want to thank the two departments, Community Engagement and MUT Sports. A big shout out to Prof. Mandleni, Dr. Shozi, and Mr. Mkwalo, together with all the MUT employees, including other departments as well that came on board to ensure that we uphold the name of the university. Because the project has since received a lot of mileage in terms of media, print, as well as online. And then also we just want to thank the commitment from our LOC members, which was made up of NGOs, the federations, and the Department of Education and Tugini Municipality, and the Department of Sports and Recreation Development. I think the two educators as well, them being here, taking their time off from their busy schedule, especially now that it's a grade 12 exam, for them to actually come and continue to do the work regarding MUT Schools and Community Cup just shows the love and passion they have for this project. So, yeah, that's just my closing remarks just to say, you know, thank you so much. And yes, we're hoping that the project is actually going to expand and grow even further.
Yes. Thank you very much for joining us, Mrs. Ndlovu, Ms. Mbele, and also now Mr. Mkhize. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.